Why should they rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south? Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the
Podcastle!
Hello, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. Welcome. How are you? Welcome to episode 40. Ah, crap, we're old. Penis!
Oh, we are so old. Oh, Johnny's not there. Oh, what happened?
I don't know. Should we check microphones?
You're on the wrong mic.
No, I don't know.
Why aren't you on your microphone?
Yeah, that isn't your microphone.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't check microphones. We don't need to do that.
King Mike here, your lovely and gracious host. That's myself. King Zach, of course,
on
the producer chair. In the producer chair, not turning on John's microphone. King John is here, though. He is here.
I am.
And, of course, we have King Greg. How are you today?
I am...
Happy year! Right, I'm going to get out of Kissimmee very soon. Yeah!
No yelling into the microphone.
Yeah, one of these days you're going to stop screaming. Yeah, I mean, look at that waveform. It's just flat, man.
And that just sounds like crap. Everybody that just heard that sounds like crap.
You just have to speak quietly.
Yeah, speak normal. And then if you want to yell, lean back and yell, ha! And then it doesn't hurt anything.
I'm sorry.
So I'm very happy because I'm about to get out of Kissimmee.
God, I hate you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, King Devin has ditched us.
Who is that guy? Shocker. I don't even know what he looks like
anymore. Remember what he looks like either.
Is he tall? Is he short? Is he black or white?
I'll let you know, this is show number 5 with no King Devin.
Is that the same guy that does the whole 15-inch shoe? And
I think so, yeah, something like that.
He's got a condom or something?
I believe that he's got a girlfriend that he's hanging out with.
There it is. Yeah.
But she is cool from what I understand.
No, she's a fantastic
chick. She drives a Miata.
Name is Lindsay, and Lindsay is awesome. The problem is she lives in Melbourne, so whenever he drives
Australia?
Over...
Australia? Holy crap! What a commute. Ball,
it's a long drive, basically.
It's a long-distance relationship.
So basically, Devin goes over there, gets lazy, and of course he's surrounded by pussy.
And
he
kangaroos.
Doesn't want to come home. Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't want to come home and do this stuff. Yeah, we are at episode 40. Man, that is that's a lot. That's a lot. We started this in January.
We did.
So we've done 40 episodes now. Yeah, almost a year. I don't think we'll quite make episode 52 because we didn't technically hit one.
Nah,
per week.
Can do some bonus episodes like Christmas special.
Yeah.
King of the Podcastle Christmas special.
Oh my God.
And we'll do a Thanksgiving special when we do the deep fried Mike Lee turkey balls.
No.
That's a regular
actually,
episode.
I'm glad that you brought that up because that next week we'll be taking off. Because Thursday, our normal day that we would try to do this, is Thanksgiving. Everybody's got things going on. And then that Sunday, I'm having the big deep-fried turkey day, so there won't be any recording here.
No.
I mean, unless you guys want to excuse yourself from all the going on. So everybody that is listening now, enjoy your holiday, and then come back the following week, and we'll be back from that.
By the way, ESPN, just to let you know... Here in America, we celebrate Thanksgiving, which is the persecution of all the Indians.
Wow.
And we're thankful for Manifest Destiny.
And that's Feather Indian, not Red Dot Indian.
Yeah. What are you doing?
He's
taking pictures, the weirdo. I hate taking pictures in the middle of the show.
Why?
It throws me off because all of a sudden I have to feel like I've got to do something.
Oh, my God, you're already a nationally known...
Yeah.
What?
You're already a nationally known celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. TMZ.
See how you had to stop and then look over there?
I was done saying what I was saying anyway.
Let's go over some of the comedy shows that we did this week. Wednesday night, I was out at Open Mics, ladies and gentlemen. Which was out in Melbourne. And
I went with you.
And you went with and hung out. It's an amazing show, man.
You know what? We walked into the place and I looked around and Devin had suggested it and it's... in a music store, and it's a coffee shop, and I look around, I'm like, hipster mother effers.
Yes, that's exactly what I was
saying. I was like, Devin set us up. This is a terrible place to be.
Mike, I can't believe you even did a set.
Because
I know how you feel about those people.
I hate those people.
And here's the thing, though, is people showed up. And really cool young crowd showed up that was really receptive to comedy.
It was not the hipster crowd that you see at a normal coffee shop.
Yeah.
These were all like doctors and lawyers, I swear to God. like successful young people.
Yeah,
like,
it was cool. And you know what? I'm gonna throw it up to Duncan Jay. I think Duncan Jay brought those people in. I think he does a great job with that room. I think
he runs
really awesome.
He runs a super type ship and it was just an awesome show.
Yeah.
And everybody there was, like I said, you know, mid 20s, early 30s, couple of 40s, but not very many. So it was a younger crowd, and and they totally dug my comedy, and that was good. And they really dug everybody's comedy. I mean, even the guys who sucked still got laughs. So yeah, it was a really good show. And again, Duncan Jay throws a hell of a gig, runs a very tight ship. Ron Prov was last night.
Oh, Ron Prov.
Ron Prov. I was over there hanging out at the Ron Prov.
Yeah, that's usually my usual
neck of the woods. Yeah, yeah. Last night at the Ron Prov, I did my very first feature set, 25 minutes long. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. Yes. How many people walked out?
Oh, what a doucher. No, actually, it was a good show. I had a pretty decent set. Ron went up and did 40 minutes. Holy crap, that
yeah?
man. He did 40 minutes that of one-liners and puns.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
I love that stuff, too, but after 40 minutes of it, I was going, holy crap. But he's doing a great job. The room was actually... People were there.
Now, this place isn't actually called Ron Prov.
No, it's called the Stage Door Pub.
No, the sign out front says Ron Prov on it, though.
Only for Saturday nights it becomes Ron Prov.
Right. Because it's his show?
Because it's his show.
But the sign's out there all the time, though.
Yeah. But it says on Friday and Saturday night on the sign, I believe. He calls it Ron Prov whenever he throws the show on. And it's every Thursday and Saturday, I'm sorry. Not Friday and Saturday. But the show was really good, and people were there, so it's starting to build a following, finally, and there's a crowd coming in. I've gone in there before, like when it first started, and there would be like two people or no people in the audience. So last night was really a lot
of
fun.
And where is this place exactly?
If you go up 27 here from Davenport, head up and get off on 192, it's like about a mile down the road.
So it's north of I-4.
It's on 192, right?
192 and 27. Okay.
Yeah. It's a great little pub.
So it's not far from us at all.
No, and it's very British. Very, very British. Very British.
Very British? How British is it?
Well, the guy that runs the place is named Alan, and he's...
Oh, well, that says it all.
he's from England, and he's an old performer that used to go and travel around all over Europe. And he used to sing song. He was a songwriter and a song performer, and he would do comedy shows as well.
He did variety.
He would do a variety. What do you call it? A singer. I guess he's just a singer.
A bloody gypsy.
He told me about a bit he used to do where before he went on, he'd pack his suit with like silverware, like forks and spoons and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
And he went out and did a bit, and he was singing, and as the whole act went on for like 15 minutes, pieces started falling out of his suit. And then the big finale was he just opened up his suit and silverware went everywhere across the stage.
Yeah, like he would do like weird stuff like that. It was all of a big variety act. But he settled here like 21 years ago. He opened the doors to that place. So it's been around for a long time.
You gotta go check that
out. But it's tucked in the back of this little trailer park area, you know? And it's behind a restaurant. You can't even see it. There's a big neon sign above it, but it's so far off the road that, you know, I could see a lot of people driving by and not even knowing it's there.
It's a local place. You have to know it's there.
Yeah, exactly. But it's very, very local, and a lot of British people hang out there. Oh yeah,
and they talk like they didn't know.
Oh yeah,
going to Jakey Fucky Vicky Vocal. Yeah.
Jason the bartender is amazing. It's Alan's son, and he takes care of you every time you come in.
Yeah,
he'll remember your name and have a drink ready for you.
They got Boddington's on tap.
I believe they do.
Yeah,
they also have this weird stuff like Schirrfarrfirsch, and it's
talking about.
I don't even know. It's a grapefruit beer.
Okay.
You love grapefruit.
I do.
Oh, they just added that. They literally just added that.
It's called Schirrfarrfirsch.
Do they have...
It's from...
Yeah.
Do they have any Lone Star?
No, they won't have any of that shit. No Lone Star.
But his wife, Linda, runs the kitchen, and the food there is amazing.
The food is amazing. Yeah. The fish and chips, holy moly.
Yeah.
Friday night was The Wheelhouse.
Woohoo!
Put on by us. We were the ones who put that on. Zach, how did that go? You were the only one there. I was in Crystal River. I was in Crystal River on Friday. That's it. Not good. I don't want to talk about Crystal River. I hate that drive. That's all I'll say about it.
You know what? The Wheelhouse is really picking up. This is their big season, and there were probably a good 30 people there. We had about 6 comics. They all did really well. I did really well. I was really pleased with myself. I had a great night. Yeah. And it went great.
And King Devin was not there.
No, he wasn't.
No.
He did send a brand new host to me, though, who didn't have any idea what he was doing, so I had to coach him. So thanks for that, Devin.
Awesome.
He also sent him with a list of like 15 comics, and I looked at the list and I go, no, 3 of these people are showing up.
Yeah.
But the host, and Tom Fermi hosted, and it was his first time hosting.
Ever.
And he knocked it out of the park, dude.
Yeah,
cool. Tom's a good guy.
And I'm gonna say it was my coaching. But but no, he got up there, and you know, when he got up, it was typical Wheelhouse where people were talking and talking, and he just went up and started doing his stuff.
Yeah.
And he got everyone right in on him, and it was a perfect setup. It
how
was
did
great.
He do? What? How did he do that?
It was just his material. He brought him in, man.
Yeah.
He just has that stage presence.
Okay.
It worked really well. I was really impressed.
That's awesome. Way to go, Tom Fermi.
Yeah.
By the way, Tom Fermi, the thing that is the coolest thing about that guy, you would not believe it or not.
Oh, no. I wouldn't reveal that information.
Yeah.
He is a super, super cool, one of the latest back people I've ever met.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Like, I could almost say, compare him to James Bond laid back.
Okay, yeah. Very cool.
Sure.
Yeah, very cool.
Moving on.
John does trivia. John,
yeah,
how's
he does.
That going?
It's going great.
Yeah.
It always goes great.
Every Thursday night now,
every
right?
Every Thursday night at Star Island Resort. Come on out. Nobody ever does anyway, but who cares?
Hey, what the hell?
Still
hey,
going to pump
know,
it.
Always let, yeah, let him know.
It's fun. It's
That's
a lot
awesome.
Of fun.
And, of course, on Friday night after the big show, you came back and we produced Rippin' Fridays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was real good.
What's that?
That's Mike Santori's show. It's his podcast on TJTS Radio,
oh, okay,
on Block Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And I think we have, are we going to reveal?
Yeah, I think now's the time. So basically, we've hooked up with Mike Santori and Rippin' Fridays and also gotten in touch with Block Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And we will start broadcasting live from Block Talk Radio starting every Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Woo!
We'll be able to take phone calls. We'll be able to take your phone calls listening at home so you can get take part of the show. And it's going to be a great deal. We're going to get some advertising out of it, and we're going to cross-advertising, cross-promotion with them. So that's starting next week on Thursday. But today, obviously, you're listening to us on Ustream.tv, as always. And, of course, check out the website, kingsofthepodcastle.com. Check us out on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe. And, of course, on Stitcher on your Android and the podcast app for your iPhone. All right.
Penis.
Moving into some real bulky stuff here, the meaty stuff. There's a woman, a teacher in Buffalo, New York. You guys are going to love this, I think. I wish Devin was here, actually, because of this one. She could be in a little bit of hot water because what she did, she sent a note home with some of her pre-kindergarten students saying that some of them were showing up to school so dirty that she would not even touch them.
Yeah.
It was a handwritten note that she sent with each student that was having this issue. Saying that they were also giving off unpleasant smells.
Sure.
They're pre-Kers.
So, yeah, they're pre-Kers. Okay, but here's the deal. Do you think she should be in trouble for this?
It depends. I'd have to read the letter and see
how
she
it was
worded it. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Because there's a way of going about that, of course. But I get it, you know.
Oh, man. Especially with the youngsters, you know, they don't take baths. They go out and play.
Well, neither do you.
What? Yes, Greg.
To whom it may concern.
Greg happens to have a copy.
Go ahead, Greg.
To whom it may concern. I am writing this letter in regards to your filthy little bastard child. Your child smells like the breeze off a landfill. Would you please get a steel wire brush and some comment before you send that little fucking stink bomb back into my closet? Sincerely, cunt teacher.
Well done. Well done, sir.
So, can you see where that kind of could have gone wrong?
Yeah. if it resembled at all anything like what he just said,
it might have pulled some parents away from liking the teacher kind of
just
thing.
A little?
Yeah.
No,
moms and dads, bathe your damn kids. They're out there playing and there's diseases and sicknesses. Oh. They run around every day. You need to bathe your damn kid every day.
Every single day. And the teacher can't do anything about them. They're in the class
with
everybody.
Yeah, they're stuck there for
8 hours. And all the other kids are complaining, the ones that know how to take a bath.
Oh, hold on. Kids are supposed to be dirty.
Yeah, but they're not supposed to smell like the breeze off a landfill.
No, they're not. But, I mean, you got to border on the side of caution, but you got to let them go out and get a little dirty, build up their immune system.
Yeah,
I mean, we all did that.
Whenever they're done getting dirty for
the
day.
Get in the damn bathtub.
Get in the bathtub and then come have dinner.
Right.
I mean, you let them sit at the dinner table when they're covered in poop and dirt. And
that's how it works in my house. You get in the tub before you get to the table.
Speaking of your house, guess what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for some Trailer Talk with John Donovan.
Oh, my
Now, I want to just, before you get started, I want to say, you are looking like a typical Trailer Park Dad today.
Why so?
Well.
What's wrong with what I'm wearing?
I noticed when you came in.
I took a shower today.
I know. I noticed whenever you came in. I mean, I know you're a busy guy. You got a bunch of kids running around.
Yeah.
And those chickens. It's hard to keep those chickens in the chicken.
We actually do have chickens in the trailer park.
You do not.
We do.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah.
But ladies and gentlemen, just for your imagination, I want you to picture John. He's got Adidas style with the three stripes running pants on.
Yeah, the swishy kind.
The swishy running pants with the three stripes down the side of the leg. But does he have running shoes on? No, no, no. Nay, nay. Why would you wear running shoes with running pants? He's got flip-flops on.
Yeah, buddy. It's Florida.
And would you think maybe a tank top or a sporty like T-shirt or something with his
like Under Armour or something?
No, no. He's wearing a wife beater with little tiny stains on the ring. Small. Maybe
no,
I'm seeing stuff wrong.
No.
Okay, maybe. All right. But then over the top of that, he has his hardcore punk rock Pearl Snap button-down T-shirt. So it's a cross between I'm going to the bar, I'm going jogging, and hey, let's go to the beach.
Yeah.
That's what you got going on right now.
Ready for anything. Hey, his home is mobile. He needs to be ready for any situation.
See? See? Thank you, Zach. Thank you.
And it looks like your New York Yankees hat was worn in the oil field.
I like that. This is my favorite hat.
It's an old hat. I dig the old
hat. I love
it. I get it. I just wanted to give you a hard time about the fashion confusion that you're throwing
down. I love what I'm wearing.
Okay.
I'm
so
happy.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Okay,
over
so
there
speaking of dirty kids, okay?
All right.
I have a very big yard that we live on. It's perfect for playing. You know, we play baseball. The kids love baseball. I've turned them on to that game and everything.
Sure.
So, but there is kind of an ordinance in our neighborhood. If your dog leaves something, you're supposed to pick it up. Well, not everybody follows that rule.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So we're, and, you know, little Sawyer, bless him, he was timid at catching the ball for pop flies and stuff like that, but he's getting a lot better, and he's actually diving for the ball and all that stuff.
Oh,
well,
no.
His sister hit a pop fly, and it went up, and it went towards him, and he went for it, and he dove for it, and he missed it, but he got dog shit in the face.
Ah! Ah! In the face?
In the
face! In the face! Man. You know, we call those landmines back in the day. Yeah, landmines. Oh, boy.
But it didn't faze him. He didn't even realize it. I just thought it was like mud or dirt or whatever.
Yeah.
Until, like, he came up to me and he said, hey, can I go hit the ball now? And then I was talking to him.
Buster just barking in the back. Well, it's like sound effects.
It's perfect for the story.
Yeah, okay.
Where's the
go
chickens?
Ahead, go ahead.
So, you know, and then I looked at him, and he had dog shit on his face, and then I smelt it and realized, yep, that's shit.
Oh, my
and
God.
And this is like 10 minutes after the fact.
Uh-huh.
So he didn't even realize or care that he had dog shit on his face.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing. Did you go and give him a bath?
Well,
or did you let him go to school like
no,
that?
No. This is on a non-school day. So I just hosed him off. That's what we do in the trailer park.
That's a shower right there.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Dear Mr. Donovan, Sawyer came into school today smelling like a pile of dog shit. We'd appreciate it if you would clean that smelly little bastard before he enters my classroom.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that, John. That was a great story. We are going to take a break, but before we do, we have a song. This is our break.
Okay.
Is going to be a song that King Zach has written, and it's in honor of our fallen friend, King Devin.
Fallen friend.
Yeah. Do you want to take a break and actually come back and do that, or do you want to try to do it live now?
No, I'll do it live.
You'll do it live
now? Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, let's do that,
ladies
then
and gentlemen.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Oh, am I ever?
Oh, my gosh. What do we have a name for this song?
It's called Devin, Where Are You?
Devin, Where Are You?
Yep.
Okay.
And it might be familiar to some of you.
Okay.
So if you know it, sing along.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, world premiere of Devin, Where Are You?
Don't hit the buttons.
Sorry.
That's what I was like,
forgot.
Where'd that come from?
I forgot I lost sound effects whenever you do that. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Devin, where are you? Why don't you come to the podcast? You've been out kissing comics asses for so long. Oh, you're a flaky one? But I don't care for your reason, 'cause we've got some things we've got to do now. Don't you tell us you'll be here and then claim you're out of gas. You've used that excuse too many times. Now it seems to me your excuses keep on getting weaker. It won't be long till you blame it on the dog. Devin, where are you? We need you here at the studio. We don't care where you have to go. And any time of day. I lost my place there.
It's all right.
And freedom. No, you ain't got none of that here. You best just sit your ass right there in that chair. I'm sucking at this.
That's making it even better. Yeah.
Do you think about us all the time? That commie of yours can't fill your mind. It must be hard to miss us so much. But if you don't shape up your best ship out, we're not afraid to make you go away. Devin, where are you? Why don't you come to the podcast? Been out kissing comics' ass for so long now. Oh, you may be funny, but we're still funnier than you are. You better come back to the studio. Come back to the studio. Better come back to the studio before it's too late.
Yeah! Woo!
Woo! We're gonna take a break. We'll be back with this week's news hot stories after this commercial break.
That's gonna be on the Christmas edition.
Here on Kings of the Podcastle. And now for this edition of The Angry Texan Translates.
I like my sex rough.
That means, my uncle diddled me as a child.
This has been The Angry Texan Translates. Kings of the Podcastle, episode 40. Aw, crap, we're old. Aw, crap.
Aw, crap, we're old!
I was waiting for you to join me on that.
Me balls are hanging to the fucking green!
Look at me. When I walk, I kick my balls out in front of me.
I got it. That's all you got. No. What was that?
I don't know.
I'll be kicking in the butt. You stand there, lad. Shut the fuck up.
Kings of the Podcast, well, thank you so much for joining us. We're live on Ustream.tv. Thank you for being there, our one person. Oh, look, that person left. We have no viewers on Ustream.tv.
Yay!
Hopefully,
yeah.
You got in a car accident while they were listening to
this. Luckily, everybody downloads it, and we're still kind of popular.
We
You guys remember the old TV show, The Addams Family?
Yes.
Black and white. Remember, it was shot in black and white? Yeah.
It was
great. Supposed to add to the creepiness of it or whatever. But whenever you're watching it, didn't you get the feeling like if they were to shoot it in color, it still would be like full of blacks and grays and whites, you know?
Of course.
What I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like how Tim Burton made the movies.
Yeah, that's wrong.
What's wrong?
Yeah, there's a picture floating around on the internet showing a full color photo of the set.
Yeah.
And apparently they actually did it. The set is covered in pink.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's like pinks and greens and light brown and gold. Lots of gold.
Well, I think they did that to make the black and white more effective.
That's what I'm thinking, too. That's probably what they did. But it's really, really interesting. We'll have to post it on our Facebook page. Find that picture and post it on our Facebook page. I was looking at it earlier, and it's like it totally looks like a children's show.
Really?
Yeah. Like something out of My Little Pony or something like that.
Yeah, that's Gayness and Anus.
Yeah, yeah. So can you imagine being an actor in the show? You're supposed to be all creepy and weird, but it's like this bright and colorful, like, happy color set around you.
That's usually to get in character, you punch yourself in the balls.
Yeah. You do?
That's what Lurch did. He's like, boom, and he's like, you're right.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. It looks like Mr. Rogers' house.
Yeah, there you go. There it is right
That's
there.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
But it's just a quick little story that I thought would be interesting to throw out at you. No, look, I don't really have anything else on it.
I had a thing for Morticia.
You did?
Yeah.
Morticia?
She was hot, man.
No, dude.
Yeah,
she was.
Totally hot.
No, you've got problems. No way.
Dude, she had mothballs
Elvira.
In her pincer.
Elvira was hot.
No,
Elvira, dude, that she was a skank.
Yes, she was. That was what made her awesome.
No, that haircut and everything. It was like you were gonna bang Pat Benatar. Come on,
the skank goat.
How is that not hot right there?
Yeah,
hot.
That one is. Look at the one right next to her, because that's who I'm thinking of.
No, that's Angelica Houston.
Oh no, no good on that.
No, the old Morticia.
Yeah,
the TV Morticia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I see her now. That, for some reason, I was picturing Angelica Houston.
Dude, you could bang the cobwebs out of her, dude.
But yeah, you're totally right. Yeah, oh yeah. It would be all over that with her black hair and her big eyes.
But however, the movie Christina Ricci played Wednesday.
Yes, I remember that. Oh, dude, did you ever see Black Snake Moan?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Dara made me watch that. Yeah.
Christina Ricci and
makes
the
my
Heezy.
Pink Snake Moan.
Oh, my God, man. I want to get in there and do
because
stuff.
Because she played a nymphomaniac, and that's what real nymphomaniacs go through. It's very painful.
So have you chained Dara to a post in the house and not let her leave?
That means yes.
No, but I'm on
idea.
A very short leash, which is awesome.
Okay, gotcha. Now, moving on, I'm going to say that pretty much everybody in this room, aside from Zach, is in need of a new car. I
need a new car.
You think you need a new car?
That piece of shit needs to go, man.
Really? I love your car.
It's a good car, but I've beaten the crap out of it, and it's ready to be retired.
Why don't you come take a ride in mine, and then you'll appreciate it a little more.
You drive the old Miata, which is, it's fine, but, it's old.
Yeah.
You drive the old Ford Explorer, and that is basically falling apart right underneath
No, it's knock on wood. It's
Is it going good?
Yeah.
Because the last time I drove it, it felt like it was...
It's gotten taken care of?
Yeah. And well, my car is definitely on the same boat. It's like falling. I mean, it's just...
It still goes,
but it's just... It's time to go.
Yeah.
The windows are starting to act up. The stereo broke. The AC broke.
Yep.
It's time to...
I have all of the above.
Yeah.
And there's 230,000 miles.
280,000 here.
Wow.
Yeah, I got your beat, buddy.
So.
But anyway, if you were to get a new car, what length would you go to get a new car? Like if somebody were to say, I'm willing to give you a
brand new
$35,000 vehicle.
You
got to
do
this.
You've got to lick the white chalky dog shit.
Okay, that's you.
I might do that for a new car.
Lick some white chalky dog poop?
Well, I'd probably fucking swallow it, dude.
This guy, his name is Mark Parisi. He donated his left nut to medical research.
No.
For $35,000. Now he's donating it to medical research.
Okay.
They're going to cut it open and see how it works and stuff.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll help you whenever you need help because you're getting older.
By the way, folks, he looked at me when he said, because you're getting older.
We all knew. Everyone knew, John.
Everybody knew.
Whatever. Yeah, we couldn't tell by that salt and pepper in your beard there, buddy.
But I'm getting salt and pepper in my beard. But
John, aren't you older than the podcast?
We're getting off topic here. This guy, he went and donated his left nut to medical research for $35,000. And then he told everybody that he planned to use the car or the money to buy a new Nissan 370Z.
Well, 370Z.
I mean, it's a nice car and all, but do you want to give up your testicles?
You really only need one. Lance Armstrong and Tom Green proved that.
I wish that it would say on here how old he is, but it does say he previously announced he was going to nip himself in the bud, so to speak, on TLC's Extreme Cheapskates. Have you guys ever seen that?
No.
Yeah,
That's
nuts. There was one episode where a guy took his. He's like, I'm going to take my wife to the movies, and he got all the movie movie tickets on coupon, which was good.
Uh-huh.
But then he went to the movie theater and the wife wanted a soda.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And some popcorn. So he got a popcorn and a soda cup out of the trash.
No, no.
And he kept the trash popcorn, but took the soda and got a refill on it.
That is terrible. The episode that I watched was a guy taking his wife into restaurants.
Yeah.
And like everybody sitting around, he would buy a cheap meal and then he would wait until people were done and he would keep an eye on it. Uh-huh. And if they were going to throw out their food, he would walk over and say, hey, do you mind if I have that? And he put it in a to-go box and take home other people's food.
Really?
There was a
Remember, we talked about this on the podcast about the cheapest tippers.
Yeah.
And Tiger Woods' number one list because he's a sorry, Rob Reagan button fucking bitch.
Wow.
Wow, Rob Reagan button.
Because he had actually, like, I guess, went back and took the tip back from the bartender because his drink tab didn't get transferred to the table or something. I don't know. He, like, basically tipped, like, $5 on a $300 bill or something. Which, you know, that's okay, Tiger Woods. If you're listening, I hope you die in a car accident or get a golf club shoved up your fucking ass.
Damn, man.
He's angry about it. But I just realized something new about this guy, about something that I should have noticed in the story earlier.
What's that?
He announced that he was going to nip himself in the bud on TLC's Extreme Cheapskates,
uh-huh.
but he only announced his intention to buy the car with the money on last week's CBS's The Doctors. So this guy's like a reality TV show whore. He just goes around to all the reality TV shows.
And you know they all get paid for that anyway.
Yeah,
so he's getting more than 35.
Yeah,
right.
And he's going to go out and buy a new car. Whatever.
And now Octomom is going to swallow his nut for another, like, five kids.
Right.
Reality fear factor.
Did you guys hear about the roller coaster that's coming to Florida?
Yes,
no.
I did.
Dude, big, big, big thing here. Nobody knows where it's going to go exactly, but it's called the Polar Coaster. Is that right, Zach?
Yes.
Yeah.
Polar Coaster. All right.
She likes to ride it. Yeah.
the Polar Coaster, it's going to be 520 feet tall.
Holy.
Riders will plummet at speeds of up to 60 miles an hour. Now, this, if you've ever been on Shikra at Busch Gardens, which to me is the best roller coaster ever, this is three times as tall as that.
Now, I told you over and over, I kept telling you, I'm going to Busch Gardens. You want to go? No, I don't have the money to go. I'm like, dude, they got some badass coasters.
Yeah.
When you get to the top of Shikra, you can see downtown St. Petersburg. You can see
really
the Tropicana Field and part of Tampa Bay. That's how high up you are.
It was super slow the day that I went, and we rode it six times in a row.
It's amazing. Times. You drop straight down, and you're sitting up in this chair.
Yeah, it's BA, totally BA.
Yeah.
But the
wear a condom if you ride it. That's all I got to say.
The thrill ride reports that operation is, and this is quoting, operation is simple. Trains are boarded by guests. They are driven to the top, loading them with enormous potential energy, obviously. Gravity then takes over, aided by designers skilled in wringing every ounce of adrenaline out of that stored energy. Thoroughly exhilarated guests disembark at the bottom. The result is a guest experience sure to drive repeat visitation and word-of-mouth promotion.
Nice. So, where is it going?
There's a picture.
They don't
of it right
know
here.
Where it's going to go. They said they don't know where it's going to go, but it's definitely supposed to debut in spring of 2016. Are you sure that's it?
Yep, that's the promo. That's the concept everybody's showing people.
Really?
Yep.
That looks weird. It looks like the Space Needle.
Yeah, it looks like a Space Needle.
With a big roller coaster. Yep. With a two-story restaurant on top.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Doesn't look nearly as exciting as I thought it was.
Well, it
be.
Looks like somebody built a tower and then just scribbled a bunch of crap below it.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, coming out in 2016.
You know what it is, though, is this week is IAPA, so everybody had to have something to top somebody else. And this is what took the cake, I guess. Never mind my show. My show, no. I have no one cared about my show at IAPA, but that one, that took the cake.
What did you do at IAPA?
I did a very significant keynote presentation for the opening of IAPA.
Like you got up and spoke and stuff?
No, I produced the videos for it.
Oh.
Yeah. There's no story there. That's why I didn't bring it up.
Okay.
Have you ever thought of like putting in a like a... when you do these little video promos, like put in a little subliminal Kings of Podcastle little picture like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that was in there, along with my naked wife.
I'm not going to lie. I was very tempted to sneak in an audio hog.
There you go. Yes, it produced by audio hog. What do you guys feel? Like, we're going to move on now. What do you guys feel about medicinal marijuana?
I am for it.
All 100%.
John, you're for it?
Absolutely.
Me too. I think we're all in agreement on that. How about using it for dogs?
Okay. Okay.
Ruby Rex?
Yeah.
This has got a little bit of Labrador in it. I had to follow him around with a little baggy because the little motherfucker ate it.
I call this one the Stinky Shepherd.
Yeah. You got to try this one, man. It's called I Chihuahua.
This is Buster. It'll bust you on your ass, and plus my dog Buster shit it out.
Apparently up in New York, it's the new health fad being used by veterinarians as medicinal marijuana, treating lymphoma, easing symptoms of cancer, and even treating hot spots. Now, I'm not sure what a hot spot is.
That's when your dog chews on one little spot and eats all the hair away and starts to bleed.
Buster did that earlier this week.
My question is how do they cover up the carburetor on the bong? That's my question.
Really just like he did on Half Baked, remember, whenever he had that pipe? Killer the dog starts smoking crack, remember?
How are you going to do a gas mask hit? What? That was dumb. Who said that? What the hell? Of course, it is. It's not been met with open arms by everyone. The ASPCA is against it. They're saying that the treatment has not yet been tested enough to be considered safe medication. Okay. The cannabis given to pets is treated and administered in a way that actually doesn't get them high. So,
I know, right?
Man,
I was like, Alpo's going to be like excited. They're like, oh, our sales are about to skyrocket in New York.
Can you imagine the doggy treats that are going to come out of that? It'd be amazing. Alcohol. Now we talked about marijuana, and now we're going to talk about a little bit about alcohol.
Yeah!
Yeah, we all love beers.
Woo!
There's a new paper. Now, I already knew this, and I think everybody did, but there's a new paper out of the UK, and it summed up all the health-related alcohol studies, and there is an overwhelming finding that alcohol in moderation is good for us.
Yeah! That's been known for years. Yeah. That's what I thought.
I want a copy of this paper so I can start drinking more. And then, like, anybody says, you drink too much, be like, nope, this is good for me.
Right. Don't you think that it's possible that, like, little things like this that you know, that you've always known.
Well, alcohol's been around for thousands of years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so it's kind of a well-known thing that alcohol in moderation is good for you. I think they prescribe one beer per day for women and two for men. Or wine.
Beer or wine,
for women and two for men.
Yeah.
But do you think that sometimes these studies kind of resurface to educate the younger people that
probably
haven't heard
that
yet?
Yeah, there's lots of 15-year-olds out there in high school that need to understand
that. Need to
this.
Know that. Yeah. Yeah. Need to have that argument whenever mom catches them getting drunk. Yeah.
Don't get slammed and be hungover all the time, but just drink a little bit.
I guess here are some of the things that this can cure. One is heart disease. We all know this one. It's good news. I guess that it thins the blood, helps fight heart disease.
Yeah.
It actually can help the common cold.
Really?
Yeah, which I've always prescribed to that. Whenever I've got the cold, I say, well, it's time to go to Grandpa's medicine cabinet.
Yeah.
Because a shot of whiskey, buddy, that'll help you out whenever you're having cold. Yeah.
When I was feeling sick, you know our good friend Canadian Melanie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She prescribed vodka, honey, all warm. No, it was whiskey, honey, pickle juice, and lemon.
I've never heard the pickle juice, but the lemon for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, hot toddy.
A hot toddy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a sexual position.
The next time that there's a big breast cancer awareness thing going on in your neighborhood, make sure that you show up with a 12-pack, because apparently it helps fight off breast cancer.
All right, applaud on that one, ladies.
Beer for boobies.
Beer for boobies.
Now, Mike Lee, you know that I'm a fan of German NyQuil.
Mm-hmm.
What's German NyQuil?
Jaeger.
Okay.
Now, the breast cancer one is red wine, actually. Yeah. And it says drinking it sporadically does not help. You have to drink at least one glass a day for it to be effective.
What about a whole bottle?
I don't know. It also helps fight off diabetes. Regular consumption of alcohol can reduce your risk by up to 30%. In fact, the paper goes on to say that regular alcohol lowers your risk for rheumatoid arthritis?
Yes. Yeah.
Osteoporosis, stomach cancer, dementia. Dementia?
I like it.
I get dementia when I start drinking.
Yeah.
prostate cancer? That's good. That's good. Drink. Yeah. Hold on. Let me take a drink of my beer for prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm. And then go put your finger up your butt.
macular degeneration? What is macular?
That's eyesight. That's like when stuff builds up in your eyes.
Oh, okay. And of course, bowel cancer, which kind of goes along with the prostate thing. But most importantly, the most important thing that it helps.
Yeah.
Sexual satisfaction.
All
buddy. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Let me tell you, Zach satisfies no woman like a drunk woman.
Women who drink say that they are more satisfied in bed 10% more than sober women. Science rules again, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Drink up, ladies. All here right. we go. Okay, finally wrapping up this segment before we take a quick break. A burglar, the owner of a Pennsylvania tattoo shop, was broken into. He's putting up an unusual reward for information leading to arrest of a burglar who got away. Brandon George of Permanently Scarred Tattoos in Berwick posted the offer on his Facebook page after he found the door kicked in Thursday morning and a TV and other gear was stolen.
What was the offer?
Hold on. He told the Press Enterprise of Bloomsburg that the break-in cost him several thousand dollars. Now, in order to get this guy and get him back, he is offering free tattoos and piercings for life.
Really? Wow.
Isn't that kind of cool?
That is cool.
Like
You'd run out after a while. Like, there's only so many tattoos and piercings you can get.
But if you...
But if you were way into that sort of thing...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. It's all right. No problem. free tattoos and piercings for life. Now, here's my only issue with it, is there's only a certain amount of people who are going to be like, ooh, that's really good. I'm going to go out and try to find this guy. Other people like me would be like, well, whatever. Good luck with your TV set, buddy.
I happen to have a cousin who lives in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I don't know how close to that guy, but she...
Did he just post on Facebook that he's got a new 70-inch TV?
No. She is very pierced and very tattooed and probably would be very interested in this.
Does she have the Australia piercing?
What's the Australia? Down Under.
Down Under.
Yeah.
She probably does, knowing her.
I guess you could call it the Trayvon Martin piercing because it's on the hoodie.
Oh my God.
I don't know why I did that for Espen. There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll go straight into our ridiculous news. We'll be back with that and more here on Kings of the Podcastle.
Kid giving you a hard time? Ever wish they just didn't exist? Come on down to Ariel Castro's Extended Stay Daycare. We'll pick your kid up straight from the bus stop. No need to drop him off. Kid too into technology? Here they can't even access a phone. Unexpected weight gain on your child? We'll beat it out of them. Either that or every 9 months we'll take a dip in the kiddie pool. Your child will learn to speak Spanish, such as...
Silence, bitch.
Silencio, puta.
Your kid's skin will look silky smooth when they leave our extended stay daycare as all outside light is blocked.
Get away from the front door.
Alejarse de la puerta.
Our prices are so low, we keep them in the basement.
Shut that damn baby up.
Cállate, el bebé. Goddamn.
Ariel Castro's extended stay daycare. We're already watching your child. Why not pay us?
Take off your clothes and prepare to receive my seed.
Andale.
Kings of the Podcastle, episode 40. Ah, crap, we're old. We've gotten old.
Oh, shitty. I've gotten old. I sat down earlier, and the first thing to hit the couch was my balls.
What are you people doing in my room?
John, while you were in the bathroom, down the break,
I heard some laughing going on. I wonder what you guys are plotting.
Well, we noticed something. You got your phone over there, don't you?
Yeah.
Pull up the... Oh, never mind. Just pull it up on the screen over there for a sec, if you would. Now, John...
Yeah.
This is our Facebook page, by the way.
You can go to our Facebook page right now if you're listening live on Ustream.tv. And actually, even if you're listening to the recorded podcast, go check it out. John... I've got to say, man, I've got to give you a huge compliment on your parking skills. So look at that.
Thank you.
I think you only knocked the mailbox back a couple of feet.
actually, that was like that.
No, I don't know.
Touch the mailbox.
That's no way.
I did
way,
not. Papa. You would have had hair hurt. You would have heard it through the window. Look, I did not hit the mailbox.
Look at the other. There's two mailboxes there. One of them is untouched because it was a little bit closer. The other one, yeah, you knocked it over.
No.
And you're like on a 45 degree angle.
A 45 degree angle. Ass is out in the middle of the street. One tire. If you look closely, the front tire is on the grass.
Yeah.
The back tire isn't even in the gutter.
Isn't that
area.
The law in this neighborhood? You got to be half on the grass, half off the grass. So you're I did even, right.
You're 1/4 on the grass. Maybe. Man,
you look like you came home drunk from like a night of drinking and parked right. the car. Like, poof.
I'm home now. Going to bed.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I went out with our buddy Chris Carter and drank and did that?
No.
We were in Valdosta, Georgia, and we were roommates in a duplex.
Right. In that cul-de-sac.
In the cul-de-sac. Yeah, you remember that? Yeah. So this cul-de-sac wasn't a paved cul-de-sac, for those of you who don't know what it is, Zach and Greg. It was like a dirt/grass drive. It wasn't paved in our driveway. When he says cul-de-sac, he means a circle driveway. It was a circle driveway in front of the house.
And it was dirt. I expect nothing less than Valdosta.
Yeah, exactly. And the front steps were concrete steps, and they went straight down to the circle drive so you could park and get out and come right up onto the front porch, right? Well, I got really, really, really shit hammered drunk one night.
You?
For some reason, I was allowed to drive home, and I made it home, and that was fine. Chris and I drove home in my car, woke up at 9 o'clock in the morning. The front bumper, the entire engine was on the front concrete steps. The car was still in drive. We were passed out in the car.
In the car.
So it's like,
and your hands were down each other's pants for some reason.
No. So it's like, it was like I literally got there and was like, oh, we're home.
Right.
We made it. You know what I mean? Oh my God. Don't drink and drive, kids. Don't drink and drive. Terrible idea. All right, time to move on to ridiculous news.
But it makes for funny stories, though.
It does make for funny stories, yes.
So there's that.
Ridiculous news. Oh, but before I do, Greg, you have a big game coming up tonight, I believe, correct?
Yes, I do. Dallas Cowboys versus New York Giants, part 2.
Big Blue!
Going down!
Big Blue is going to roll over you!
Yeah, and Eli Manning's going to do what he does best and get on his knees and start puffing pickles.
And Tony Romo.
Well, you can make fun of him all you want, but he's still a better quarterback than he
is. Still a homo.
Here we go.
Go ahead, Greg. What do you have to say?
Well, it's just been an interesting season so far for the Dallas Cowboys, who are 5-5, who last week had a bye week, and this week they are playing the New York Giants. But the previous two games, they pulled their pants down and let the quarterback of the Saints, what's his name, Drew Brees, breeze his cock all the way up inside them.
Oh, my God.
And then the week prior to that, the Detroit Kittens decided to finally beat the Lions and actually ravaged the Cowboys in the last minute of the game. So the Cowboys are, I'm a little nervous about tonight. I do have a bunch of wagers going on with all of my New York Giants fans. Not with John Donovan currently, who needs to put all of his wagers toward diapers.
Right.
And all I got to say is the Giants are going down once again. They are the biggest rivalries in the last several
Mike,
years.
Mike, didn't you say there was a 4-game winning streak?
I believe
the
that there is.
On?
Yeah, I believe that they're on a 4-game
okay.
winning streak.
Okay.
Did you have anything else to add in retort?
Go Giants.
Go to hell.
All right.
That couldn't have been better.
It was perfect. All right. Are you guys excited about shopping this year, Christmas shopping?
No.
You know, because Thanksgiving is falling so late in the month, everybody's talking about 6 days less of the holiday shopping season.
Right.
What about Black Friday? You ever do the Black Friday
Never.
Thing?
Never.
Yeah?
Never.
Never? I've only gone to Black Friday once, and I waited till about 10 a.m. And there were still plenty of deals out there.
Yeah.
I mean, the really big ones obviously had already been
and
all stocked up.
And it starts at midnight
Well, that's the thing.
Thursday,
they're,
right?
They're starting some of them as early as 6 p.m. There's even reports, I think.
On
of some
Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving, yeah. And there's even some reports I've heard of people just saying, screw it, we're open on Thanksgiving. They'll open at like 8 a.m. on Thanksgiving because everybody wants to beat It's the competition.
Right.
I actually, you know? I prefer Zack Friday, which is also known as Christmas Eve. That's when I do my Christmas shopping.
Right. That's what I do mine too, man. I do mine at the same time.
I'm probably going to do mine online.
Yeah.
I definitely have some more Christmas shopping to do
so
this year.
So you're
going to
do Cyber Monday?
Well, hold on. Cyber Monday, that's the thing. Everything is starting to come earlier and earlier because of the competition. Amazon, I think... I think this week is starting to run new deals every 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. So Amazon's not even waiting. Amazon's not even going to wait till Cyber Monday. They're going.
Way
you know
to blow
I mean?
Your load early. Amazon.
I know.
Come on.
I think it sucks. Here's the thing for me. I think that Thanksgiving, and I'm maybe totally hokey and traditional, but Thanksgiving should be a day when everything shuts down. Nobody should have to go to work.
No, whoa.
And families should hang out with them.
Except for the convenience store.
And football.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess that's true.
The gas station, football, and the Publix.
Where you watch Detroit lose every single year, basically.
Yeah. But I just feel like it really sucks for those people that have to work. And, you know, you should be able to sit at home and you know, hang out with the fam.
Here's the bright side. Here is a way for Native Americans to work, earn some money, and really stick it to the white man.
That was what casinos were for.
Yeah. Dude, that was simultaneous, me and Greg saying casinos.
Well, apparently there's already people who are lining up for Black Friday, getting ready for Black Friday. In Ohio, there are people who, two different Best Buys that are already lining up. There's no way in hell that I would line up.
You know,
are you having a problem with your left channel and right channel?
I thought I was, but it's okay.
Mine is definitely
a little low on the left. But anyway, carry on.
With that then, because I'm fine.
Okay.
You know, it's interesting, though. I think it's kind of ironic that around Thanksgiving, we celebrate something called Black Friday, because back when Thanksgiving happened, Black Friday meant something entirely different.
What did it mean?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nope.
You totally lost me and everybody who's listening. Any live listener we've had is now gone.
We have three now. So
Hey, everybody. Oh, wow, how's it going out there?
Hey, I will say this. I was discussing with Dara the other day about, you know, every year Black Friday, you hear about somebody got trampled to death or this, that, and the other.
Or punched in the face.
And that's the only reason I won't do Black Friday. Waiting in line and to go and get like the 50-inch. Like I saw in Best Buy, they're going to have like a 50-inch or 57-inch TV for like $4.99. That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Lee, what'd you get? You have a 47-inch 3D, came with bells and whistles.
42-inch, but yeah.
And came with the 3D player, the Blu-ray, the whole shabam.
Yeah.
And I got it for $600.
Yeah. He got a good deal. That's like a Black Friday kind of deal.
Yeah.
Well, my problem would be is I would show up, get in line. I would go in, and I would be walking toward it like I was Indiana Jones, like about to grab, you know, the Holy Grail, and I don't want to step on the wrong letter or whatever and fall through the floor, and I'd be so happy. And all of a sudden, here comes some woman or man or somebody just to knock me out of the way and like, oh, you were too slow. I'm taking this or whatever. And that's when I would go nuts. Like, there would be nobody in the store to stop me from a massacre.
I would love to see that security footage. If that happened,
no, Greg going
it would be. I would be Genghis Khan from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. Like I would be going through the store like on rollerblades.
You would be Ganja Kong.
Yeah, I would be going through there with two baseball bats and like just f***ing people up left and right just because I got screwed over one time.
Right, I could see it.
All right,
there you go. They have that.
So don't fuck take Black Friday.
Oh my God. Just because we have the button doesn't mean you can say it. You're actually supposed to refrain from saying it.
So, F Black Friday?
All right, we're going to move on to something else. A 79-year-old man in Tennessee just passed away, and instead of leaving his mansion and $250,000 that he had to his five kids, he left it to his two cats.
What?
Can you do that?
The hell's the matter with this
legal?
Guy?
They can only have the house and all the money. The cats get the house and all the money will go to caring for them. But his will does say that once the cats die, then and only then the kids will get the house.
Taking some baseball bats to some cats' heads.
No.
Somebody's going to be slipping antifreeze into their water.
I was going to say, here, kitty. I got some special nine lives for you.
It's like, what do you want today, cat? Meow. Oh, okay, well, I guess I'll go get you some mice.
Do you think that the cats have to pay a gift tax on their inheritance?
I guess in hairballs. I don't know.
I mean, technically, they're not U.S. citizens.
Well,
right?
They don't have any. So when you enter into a legal agreement like that, a person, is considered a corporation by the law. Like, you, when you receive bills, they're billing a corporation, whether or not you like it. Your name is a corporation. Be in all capital letters, whenever you sign something, your name's in all capital letters, you are a corporation, like on your Social Security card.
I don't think that's right.
No, that is true.
I think you're getting it confused. I think corporations are considered people, but people are not considered corporations.
Nope, other way around.
No.
Yeah, no, that's true.
What a conversation this is.
I know.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
but cats don't have that.
I think you're mistaken.
What about the eHarmony cat lover girl? Do you think that she might be like a liaison to the cats over there? You remember the eHarmony cat loving girl? You know, I love cats, and she starts crying after she starts talking about the cats.
Oh, yes. I love that video.
Yeah,
yes.
I love them so much.
Have you ever seen that?
Oh, my God.
I wonder how many dates she got off of that one.
I don't know, but that'd be funny if, like, one of the guys was like, yeah, I'll date her, and he dates her, and he's like, yeah, I just ran over a cat.
Oh, Rafael Barr just is listening.
Oh, Rafael Barr?
Yes.
Is that supermodel?
No. He works with me.
Oh, hey, Rafael.
Hey, Rafael.
He's not a Mexican wrestler.
He is not.
Okay. There's a woman who took a video showing alleged animal abuse at a cattle ranch. She's now facing animal cruelty charges. Her name is Taylor Radig. Radig, is that right? Probably. Probably.
Taylor, who cares?
She's associated with the animal rights organization. Filmed the abuse as she worked at a cattle company from mid-July through September. She's associated with an animal rights organization identified as Compassion Over Killing. Now, this struck me as funny.
One of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh, yeah! Yeah!
Oh! Wow. God.
There's another one where he puts a ball in his mouth. When he's getting branded, I love it.
Now, we're talking about a dairy farm or a slaughterhouse?
It's a cattle company. I'm imagining it's a slaughterhouse.
Okay.
But she is, and this is what's funny to me, and maybe it's because I'm 12 years old, but her animal rights organization is identified as Compassion Over Killing. Think about what the acronym is on that.
Wow. Really? It is, isn't it?
Yeah. It's cock.
It's cock.
It's cock. She's a cock lover.
It would be more apropos if it was chickens we were talking about.
But she is a lover of cock.
Yeah,
she
exactly. Is. Exactly.
Oh my God, their website is cock.net.
No.
Yes. No way. No.
Cock.net.
Yes,
oh my God. Cock.net.
Holy crap.
Catch that cock.
Compassion Over Killing. You know what? Buzz me or whatever you have to do, but F that lady, okay? Seriously. Like, you know what? I'm glad that those animals are dead, lady. I hope you're listening. I'm glad they got killed.
Cheeseburger.
Listen, hold on. The funny thing about this story is the video footage was handed over to Weld County Sheriff's Office 2 months after Radig quit working there. Now, the reason why she was arrested and facing charges is because she didn't report the abuse when it happened.
Right.
So now an animal rights activist is in jail because she didn't report it fast enough.
Yeah.
That just goes to show how stupid those people are.
Hey, lady.
I'm telling you, man.
I hope she's listening because I'll let you know. When I first got my paintball gun in Texas, I went to this land that's close to our land out in the country.
Holy
and
crap.
I shot up this cow with a paintball gun. And it was hilarious.
I'm sorry. This website's just way too fantastic. Sign up for Cox e-newsletter. It's right here. I can't make this shit up.
Okay, you were talking about chicken earlier. This guy, a burglar, he was visiting a
new cock investigation. Chicken industry exposed.
Well, we have a new website to make fun of, ladies and gentlemen. All the King's listeners, please go to this website.
New cock investigation, chicken industry exposed.
So the website, hold on for clarification, the website is cock.net.
That is correct.
Okay,
yes.
Got it.
We should just check in with cock.net every episode just to see how cock is doing.
Because they might suck. I don't know.
They could be in and out of trouble. You never know.
There's a lot of shit on them, you know? I mean,
oh, my God.
Okay. There was a burglar visiting a North U District home. I don't know what the U District is. It's in Seattle, Washington. It was early Thursday morning. He dropped in for a snack and seemingly nothing more. The three residents of the home in 5800 block of Roosevelt said they were in bed when they heard someone enter through the front door, and it was just before 1 a.m. They heard someone raiding the fridge And the roommates went into the living room and discovered their front door was wide open. They spotted a man standing in their front yard partaking in their leftover chicken.
Really?
Just hanging out, having some leftover chicken. Yeah. Would you even call the cops? Be like, oh, dude, take that and see you later.
I don't know. Have you had the some of KFC's really good recipes lately? I mean, come on. The boneless chicken is pretty awesome.
Would you break into a house for it? That's the big question. Would you break into a house for it?
For chicken?
Yeah.
Fuck.
No.
No. No, I wouldn't.
So this guy was apparently A, drunk. Now, the North U District, I believe that's for Northern University, probably.
Oh, okay, gotcha, probably.
So it might have been some drunk 22-year-old sophomore, and he might have wandered into the wrong apartment building.
Right.
And got, he was
hungry. Dude, I don't remember having chicken. This is awesome.
Yeah.
This
is awesome. And then he wanted to enjoy the evening on the front lawn. You know? Yeah. So there's many reasons why this
We're going streaking in the quad.
Yeah. Come on, I'm eating chicken.
I love this chicken. It tastes so good when it hits your lips.
You think KFC's still open?
Okay, John, this is going to be your new favorite hangout.
Okay.
If you can ever get the money to go there, head yourself up to Vancouver.
Yeah.
You know, it's considered the Hollywood of the North up there in Canada.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. And apparently...
What is it?
You can ski and golf in the same day there. That's the kind of weather it is.
Okay.
And also... a little public masturbation, you know? Just
what?
Do it whenever you want to, basically.
Really?
Yeah, apparently incidents of public masturbation are on the rise. The police in Vancouver are asking residents to report suspicious activity immediately, but warn them not to confront any of the offenders. But yeah, public masturbation is rampant.
Right.
How would you confront them? Would you just like take a hose out?
Hey, stop that.
Excuse me, sir. Please don't do... okay. That's why you don't want to like confront them. Exactly.
Yeah, you don't. I guess you could throw ice at them, like try run up to them and hit them in the groin with a snow cone or something.
Yeah, don't put your hands on them because that's already taken
Stay
care of.
Stay at least 10 feet away. I know that like, I guess you can shoot it at least 10 feet.
Right.
So you want to
be careful because you might get the angry pirate in that situation. Yeah.
Arrgh.
But John, you'd love that, right?
Well, it's still, it's illegal.
Well,
so
yeah,
I don't want to get arrested. But if it's legal, I'm going to go up there at a bus stop, drop trow, wait for the 115 to show up.
Well, it's Georgie Porgy Puddin' in Pie jerked off in his girlfriend's eye. When her eye was dry and shut, Georgie screwed that one-eyed slut.
Wow. There's that, too. Whatever.
All right. You know, beautiful.
That would be masturbating at the nursery school. if it's legal. They might, though, have signs that say no masturbating within 1,500 feet of a school zone.
Yeah.
That would be some nasty cream of wheat.
Hey.
All right. Last story. We're going to wrap it up on this. This is legal. This is going on over in Edinburgh, Scotland.
Edinburgh?
Edinburgh.
Somebody's from Oakland. Oklahoma.
Is
I'm
not,
sorry.
Is it Eden?
It's Edinburgh.
It's okay, Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. Whatever. Edinburgh.
Over there in Edinburgh, Scotland. place.
If I saw E-D-I-N, I'm going to say that the woman's name is Eden.
Okay,
not...
old MacDonald. Continue with the story.
I hate you. But they're running a promotional charity event. It's a strip club is offering guilt-free lap dances to customers by promising to give... What's wrong?
You just killed Texan.
Made me think of Catholic priests getting, lap dances because it's guilt free.
It is guilt free.
You know,
yeah.
Go to confession afterwards. Well,
come here, young man.
All proceeds are going to a charity, basically. So anytime you get a lap dance, all proceeds go to charity. So
sign me up.
All right. No, that's cool. Yeah. Go up there and say, hey, can you send some money to Cock?
That's charity. All right.
That's perfect. That's an ender. Right
yeah,
there.
That's not bad. Where are we going to be?
I am not. I don't have anything coming up. You got anything coming up?
No, that's a good
point. Thanksgiving's coming up.
John does
guys,
trivia.
That's true.
Yep. I'm not doing trivia this Thursday because it's Thanksgiving.
Everybody's taking a week
I'm gonna
off.
I'm going to be at Star Island on that very Saturday at 5:30.
Okay.
So if you want to come out, Star Island Resort on West Earl O'Bronson Avenue in Kissimmee, come on out. Otherwise, Thursday, all of you boys are coming to my house for some turkey.
That's right.
And I would like to say I'm very thankful for all the kings and all the queens that listen. And I'm especially thankful for all the listeners. Thank you guys for all your support throughout our almost year-long rampage through all the bullshit, blah, blah, blah. But thank you, and go F yourself.
All right, that's it. Join us next week. Have a great day. See you later. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thankful for cock.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we could have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Clean out your badge from all that sand you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China is singing at the song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like... I was just like, what? And she's like, but was, is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God. This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed!
Now, listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I got to say about that.
Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No.